That's right. We're riding with the king here. Howard Eskin joining us on the Midday Show. He's brought to you by McGurk's Pub and Grill. If you're looking for a spot to watch the birds this season, grab your crew and head over to McGurk's. All their locations have a great atmosphere and an awesome game day menu. Howard, how you doing today?
Howard.
Day after a win.
It's just so, it's so nice with a win. A good, bad. You guys, in, was it a good win or bad? Wait a minute. A win is a win, right? Isn't a win count? There's two columns. Well, they have ties, three columns. W, L, and ties.
Yes, that's the way it works.
Okay. So is it better if it's in the W column or the L column?
Well, W would be better than L.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We need
so
those.
Then it's good, right?
Okay,
it's
well, let me ask you this. The way that we won, how long do you think this is sustainable?
Yeah, they can't win when they hadn't scored a point going into the fourth quarter.
We're on the same page there.
Okay, we're on the same page. I mean, it's just, but look at it this way. It doesn't matter. Kansas City is such a fraudulent 3-0. They struggled in every one of those wins. The last two, the officials gave them the game. They called a pass interference against Cincinnati and gave him the game. They didn't call a pass interference last night against Atlanta, which they would have lost the game. I don't care what Andy Reid did at the end of the game. They would have lost the game. The officials are so inconsistent. So, you know, the point is they're 3-0 and they're ugly. The team that you got to keep, look back and look at Minnesota. And I don't know everybody, well, what does Nick Sirianni do? You guys and you fans, whether he calls the plays or what does he do? Well, what does a head coach do when he doesn't call the plays, or either offensive or defensively? I don't know if Kevin O'Connell calls the plays, but Minnesota's defense is what's winning for him. They are really good. And they're 3-0. So that's a good 3-0. But, you know, Kansas City's a bad 3-0. But it doesn't matter when the wins are the wins. And, you know, I know you're going to ask me about Sirianni, and people go, oh, he's defending Sirianni. I don't know how to say this, and I'll go ahead even without your question, because you're going to ask me about
the first Howard, game. What did you make of going for the fourth and one instead of kicking the field goal with 14 seconds to go in the half?
Horrible mistake. Mistake. And I'm saying, even if they make it.
Yep.
What are they going to do the next play? But so I dug a little deeper. Digged. It's a bad. It's using. You know. The
Don't worry about it.
You went
like
digging. You dug, and
you
now
dug
you got an answer for it.
Okay. They wanted to run a play that they ran before, and I think it was against Washington, where it was a touchdown. And Nick Sirianni, and I didn't get into this because I didn't see it until this morning. And he was right in front of me, but I'm looking at the play like, what are they doing? I think he tried to call a timeout because maybe he didn't see the formation that he thought he would see, because originally saw the formation and maybe they moved out of it. He ran a play that was a touchdown play. Nick Sirianni believed the play that was called could have been a touchdown. Now, even with that, I don't care. You've got to 14 seconds left. You have 30 seconds left. You might, you know, and you have a timeout. Okay. But not 14 seconds left. So it was a bad decision by Nick Sirianni. Now, going for it during the field, you're seeing more and more teams go for it on fourth down. Didn't Atlanta go for it against the Eagles on a fourth down play?
They converted.
Right. Okay. And then yesterday, they tried it and they didn't. They still should have won the game because the officials went to sleep. But the reality is there's more and more coaches going for it on fourth down. You know, I'm not sure about the field goal, the decision on the field goal from 60 yards. In the pregame, I'm watching, I don't think, and I was told that that's not correct. It didn't look like, even though it's a dome stadium, the ball doesn't travel as far. They're below sea level. I don't know what all that means. But he had the distance. But I don't know that I would have gone for it there, but I assume he had confidence in his defense. It was not his best coaching job. But that doesn't mean he's not a good coach. That doesn't mean that the players don't play their ass off for him. That doesn't mean that the players don't respect him. And, you know, hey, Kyle, you're a dope, by the way, just before I even say this. You're a dope.
What did I do?
You said earlier that, well, he just does things to make believe he does things or something. I'm paraphrasing now. That just to show he does something.
Well, it does feel like he's interjecting. Let me throw this at you, Howard.
Okay.
I'll use something you use a lot, that baseball managers, they don't win the game, they only lose the game. That's what I'm sensing with Sirianni. Just get out of the way. Like, if you just run the game normal, you're going to win yesterday. I mean, like, they outgained him by 200 yards. You take away that play, they have three more points on the board. It just feels like he's trying too hard to make himself, like here, I did something to help us win the game.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to the players are accountable. They had the interception.
Yep.
The fumble.
Mm-hmm.
The block punt I count as a turnover.
Okay.
Okay, so that's three, right? That's three. Okay, he made a mistake on the field goal, in my opinion. And I think he realizes now he made a mistake with 14 seconds left. But that's three turnovers to one. So how many games are you going to win when you're getting, you know, out turned over? You know, you're on the minus side of turnovers all the time. Yet, they're 2-1. Now, if they had won last week and people expected them to lose this week, all hell would have broken loose anyway, but they would have still been 2-1. And now next week, I don't know. I thought Tampa was going to get beat yesterday, and I'm not. But Todd Bowles does a good job defensively against Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. So the reality is, when you say just get out of the way,
get out of the way.
Well, no, but you. But wait a minute. The quarterback has got to see.
I agree with you on the quarterback, but players are going to make mistakes, right? Physical mistakes happen in a game. I can't have the coach making mistakes. Like, I can't do that.
Yesterday was not his best game, yet they won the game.
They did. They overcame it. They overcame it with Saquon and Goddard and obviously Jalen Carter. All right, let's talk about the quarterback because, Howard, there's some good things. I mean, he completed a high percentage of his passes in each of the last two games. He led a game-winning drive yesterday.
Yep.
He leads the NFL in yards passed. I mean, he's done some good things. But, Howard, we're now on six turnovers in three games. I mean, it's an enormous amount of turnovers.
Yeah, that's not good. And it's amazing that they accomplished what they – and the win that – you know, he wins a game in the last 2 minutes. So, you know, that goes and that'll be, you know, how many game-winning drives in the last 2 minutes? So you're going to give him one. He did it without A.J. Brown, who they knew was going to be out. They did it without Devontae Smith. Covey it was out. You did it without Lane Johnson.
Yep.
Actually, with two guys on the offensive line, because Becton was out, got hurt during the game. So they did it without, and yet they still won the game. So Jalen Hurts obviously was a good play call. It was a good pass, and Goddard. I mean, the whole dynamic of that at the end of the game, 3rd and 16. You say, all right, what are the chances that not only are they going to get close enough to score a touchdown, but they're going to get a first down, but get close enough to score a touchdown. So somebody's got to take credit for it. Now, you give the players, you're just like the fans in many cases. You give the players credit when they win, and then you put it on the coach when they lose.
Yeah, he's a baseball manager to me. He can only lose games. I'm
just
taking your
there.
Line. He can only lose games. He gets no wins for me. He just gets losses.
I'll give you yesterday. Okay, Zach Wheeler. The manager can take a nap. He can go in the dugout, go in his office, lay down, you know, on his couch, and take a nap. Because you know Zach Wheeler's going to be good for 7
minutes. Totally. Well, that's what I want Sirianni to do. Nap.
Yeah, but that's not the same in football. I mean, baseball, you have to make
no
decisions.
Get out of the way and let the team play. All right, Howard, before we...
stop with the Sirianni.
No, he's got to get out of the way. I mean, he's going to mess this thing up, Howard.
He's a good coach, but he's so emotional.
Yeah, that was
I agree.
And that's what people don't like. They don't. I love his emotion.
Yeah, but you gotta calm the emotion down and make the right decision.
You know what? I think the players are too emotional. All that nonsense they do.
Attitude reflects leadership. The most emotional guy's the coach.
Okay, but they were emotional. It doesn't matter who the coach. They're emotional. With Kansas City players are emotional. Andy Reid is like a statue. So you can't just say that. But like Brandon Graham after the game, he was so excited.
He was.
But I want to see that, you know, when I do my post-game interview when they win, talking to Zach Bond, and then Brandon sees me just at the end of the interview. He starts chirping. How about that? How about that? You know, tomorrow night we'll talk about it. We're meeting tonight. And by the way, the show's on YouTube because the Phillies are getting in the way with the pregame shows. But the reality is, you know, I want to see excitement. I want to see the players. And I have no problem if the coaches do that. You know, it's just when they score, the coaches, there's a bunch of the coaches that go crazy. I'm okay with that. You know, emotion is part of what we do. Aren't we emotional a lot of the time? You're emotional today, right?
Of course.
I'm very emotional.
Hughes very emotional. I thought it was a good win. I mean, Hughes got a wet blanket on him today.
Yeah, I'm fine. A win is a good win. Was it, you know, you could say, was it a little ugly? Yes.
A lot of ugly.
But you can't score 15 points and win most games.
I agree. We find common ground on that. All right, Howard. We appreciate it. We'll be listening,
you know,
and watching tonight.
We find common ground
on some things, as long as Sirianni gets out of the way. All right, Howard. Tonight we'll listen and we'll watch on YouTube. Brandon Graham show tonight, coming up after the afternoon show. Thank you, Howard.
There he goes,
Howard Eskin. Guy over here. Just get out of the way, Sirianni. Get out of the way. 215-592-9494. Hit your phone calls next. Reacting to the win. Was it a good one? And we'll talk more about Jalen Hurts, his performance, the ups and the downs. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, it's here, everybody, the most wonderful time of the year, football season. And what's on the menu for football season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're the tailgate king or gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.